Welcome to Fast Intelligent Care, the podcast for occupational therapists who want to make a real impact. Every Tuesday, we bring you fresh ideas, clear insights, and practical solutions in assistive technology. Let's make smarter, faster, and more effective care simple. Your journey starts now. Do you know that moment when you're halfway through a horse trial and you realize, wow, I should have thought about the huge recliner chair and that tiny hallway before I asked them to bring out this 200-kilogram hoist? Well, today's episode is about avoiding those oops moments by asking better questions up front. If we know the right questions to ask, we can avoid trying to wedge a hospital-grade hoist into a living room that's more tiny house chic than open plan. We'll discuss what questions you can ask when assessing for a hoist or transfer aid, and how frameworks like your PEO model, tile, and the FIM can shape your approach. Because let's face it, transfers shouldn't feel like an Olympic sport, and the right hoist will make everyone's lives easier. Firstly, we'll break down the PEO model, person, environment, occupation. So we use the same model when we looked at our slings, but you can also apply this to your transfers or hoists. So let's start with the PEO, person, environment, occupation, your go-to framework for making sure you're looking at the whole situation and not just your client in isolation. So we start with the person. Who are we working with? This is our client. And here's where we dig deep into understanding the client. Because the hoist isn't just about lifting weight, it's about the whole picture. Ask yourself, what are their physical abilities and limitations? Do they have trunk control? Can they sit upright safely and independently? And can they weight bear? And if so, how much? This one is a big one. Can they fully stand and hold their weight? Or do they need help to get up? And can they maintain that weight bearing, maintain standing? Is it partial weight bearing? But they might change depending on fatigue or health. So be specific here when you're looking at weight bearing. And do they need to hold onto something to stay steady? Or do they collapse without support? And then we also want to look at things like, are there any behaviors, involuntary movements? Is it possibly range of motion difficulties or contractures or fixtures or risks like skin integrity issues? An important reminder on weight bearing. If someone can only partially weight bear or the ability to weight bear varies day to day, don't just assume that a sit-to-stand aid is going to be appropriate and safe. It may be time to consider a standing hoist or sometimes even a full hoist. Always test this as part of your assessment and don't just take a, oh yeah, I can stand at face value. Now we go into the environment. So where is this happening? Where is my transfer happening? So think about the space around them, because the best hoist in the world won't help if it doesn't fit. So ask these important questions. Is there enough room for a hoist to maneuver around a bed, recliner, or wheelchair? What's on the floor? Are there carpets, thick rugs, pet beds? And let's not forget the cat that loves sleeping right in the way. Are there doorways wide enough? Because no one wants to get a hoist halfway into the bathroom and realize it's stuck. And then lastly, of our PEO model, we have occupation. What's the task or the transfer? So let's talk about the actual transfer, because different transfers are going to need different hoists. So think about, what's the goal? Are we doing a bed to chair, toilet transfer, shower? Are we actually having to do floor lifts? Because not all transfers are going to be able to do all of those transfers. For example, your standing hoist won't be able to do a floor lift. Next, we'll look at how often will this transfer happen. Is this going to be a transfer once a day or multiple times a day? Is my hoist going to have to be compact to get it out of the way? So that if it's not really being used, it's not taking up space. Or is this a hoist that I'm going to use fairly regularly and need something quite robust? Or do I need to look at transfer aid that's quick and easy to use? And then we also need to look at, how many carers or supports do we need to be able to do this transfer? Can one caregiver manage to do this safely? Or do we need to look at having two people? And is this a transfer aid that does allow for a transfer to be done with just one assist, or is this a transfer that really requires two people to be done safely? Pro tip here, matching the right hoist to the right task is going to be everything. Picking the wrong hoist is like trying to cut steak with a butter knife. Technically possible, but exhausting, messy, and could be dangerous. So with PEO, you're not just thinking about the client, you're thinking about the whole scene like a director planning a movie. And believe me, some home environments are more like horror movies if you don't ask these questions first. Our next framework is tile. So let's talk tile. Task, individual, load, environment. I like to think of TOL as the way to avoid becoming a human crane. Because let's face it, none of us are getting younger and your back deserves a break. So the task is what's actually involved in this transfer. Are we twisting, bending, reaching, pushing or pulling? And is there a way that our hoist can make these things easier and reduce these manual handling risks? So this could be, for example, larger casters or ergonomic designed grab handles. Or it could be using a push pad to push the hoist instead of using your back and shoulders. So look at the task. What does it require? And is there a way that we can look at minimizing these hazards, these manual handling hazards? And then we look at the individual. We're not going to just look at our client with this framework. We're also looking at our caregivers. Can they manage? Do they know how to use a hoist? Are they properly trained? Or are they going to be Googling how to lift mom at 2 a.m.? After we've looked at our task and individual, now we're looking at the load. In this case, the load is our client. What is their weight, their height, muscle tone, skin integrity, their current transfer abilities? Are there any seizures, spasms, or behaviors that we need to factor in? And you'll find that this is quite similar to your PEO model. This is just a different framework to look at. So definitely can choose to use one or the other. But in this case, what I do like about the tile is that it does have a specific focus on the caregiver in terms of the individual. But just like the PEO model, we have environment as well. So is there space for the hoist? Is there any uneven floors, pets, doorways, rugs that look nice but are a death trap for your casters? We need to consider all of these things. So we're looking at everything holistically, whether it's PEO or tile. So when you're next assessing your tricky home setup, pause and ask yourself, have I tiled this properly? And now for our last framework, the FIM. Not just looking at the numbers, but translating us into real hoist or transfer aid decisions. So the functional independence measure, which we would have had in our previous episodes, is where your client has a score from 1 to 7, your higher scores being more independent and your lower scores being more dependent. So just a quick recap of it. If your client scores a 1 or a 2 in the transfers, we're not talking about a sit to stand aid. We're looking more full hoist territory. But if they're a 5 or a 6, they might just need supervision or a bit of support and maybe don't even need a hoist, maybe just a simple transfer aid. So here's a quick cheat sheet on using the FIM to inform your decision making on transfer aids and hoists. So when we look at FIM 1 and 2, this is typically going to be your full hoist, so your ceiling or floor lifters, and it's going to give you or give the client maximum support, and we're going to look at floor lift capabilities. When we look at our FIM 2 to 3, this could be our standing hoists with leg supports. When we look at our FIM 3 to 4, this could be a sit to stand aid or a standing hoist, but this would be where we are getting the person into a full weight bearing position, depending on their strength and trunk control and balance. But FIM 3 to 4 will usually be like your Oxford up sit to stand transfer aids or your pivot transfer aids. And then you get your FIM 5 to 6, which possibly might not need a hoist at all. Think supervision, cues, and clever transfer techniques. Might be a transfer belt that's involved, but might not even need that. And then we get to our FIM 7. This is someone that's completely independent. They don't require any assistive devices, so they won't even look at hoists or transfer aids. So there you have it. PEO, TILE, and FIM, your go-to frameworks or assessments to avoid hoist disasters and make safer, smarter decisions when you're selecting hoists. If you ask these questions upfront, you'll save yourself from those late night caregiver calls and emergency reassessments. Remember, hoists aren't a one size fits all. They need to work for the client, the carer, and the home. Whether you're using your TILE, your PEO, or your FIM, these things need to be taken into consideration and it needs to be a very holistic assessment. Stay tuned for our next episode. We'll go into more detail using these frameworks on how these factors inform our hoist features or hoist dimensions that we're going to be looking at. I'd love to hear from you in the comments. What's been your biggest challenge when recommending or assessing for a hoist or transfer aid? Thanks for joining us on Fast Intelligent Care. We hope you're leaving with fresh insights and tools to make a real impact as an occupational therapist. If you've got questions or topics you'd like us to cover, we'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to subscribe and join us every Tuesday for more ideas and strategies to deliver smarter, faster, and better care. Until next time, keep making a difference.